This is Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today, we're going to be discussing our book club book for, what is it, November?
November.
And we read If It Makes You Happy. So if you haven't read it yet, go read it now, pause this episode, and come back when you've read it, because you're going to get full-on spoilers today. But yeah, first, let's talk about what we've been reading recently.
Okay, so I am currently reading Saving Six by Chloe Walsh. I needed a break from the Plated Prisoner series because after reading Glow, I was like, oh my gosh, this book was so boring. So I needed something totally different, a little bit more fast paced. So I switched to The Boys Atomin. So Saving Six, and I'm almost done with it. And Joey's story is so sad, but I love it.
Is this the third one?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you gonna continue?
Oh
my gosh.
It's just, they go through, these kids go through so much, and nothing that like I've ever been through or know anyone that's been through. And so it's just, it like breaks my heart to read, but it makes it so fun to read. It's like, it's so sad, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah, so something new.
Yeah.
I'm currently reading Brimstone on audio. I think I talked about on the podcast how I hated Quicksilver, but I
that was so funny. You're texting me and I was like, okay, switch up.
Oh my gosh, I watched a recap video because I wanted to read Brimstone so bad, and I don't know why, but so I watched the video and I was like, and it was 40 minutes long. And I was like, oh my goodness, this makes so much more sense. And because the end of the audiobook and like, you know, fantasy words, like it's like Amaranth Moore and like Taladeus and like just different words, like not English words, like random fey words, you know? And so it's like in all this jam packed action. So listening to the audiobook, I was just very confused. And I was like, I didn't care enough to not be confused, but I wanted to read Brimstone so bad, so I just watched the video, and after that I was like, oh, this book is actually so good.
That's funny. It's, if I read it, I'll have to like read it physically.
Yes, you will have to. I like want to reread it, but the recap video was really so good. Her name was like Claudia Carcioli or something, like Italian, but I think it's like Claudia. But if you want to go listen to that video, but it was so good.
My friend just finished reading Quicksilver and she gave it 5 stars.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay. I stand by the claim that I had about how the banter was like too sexually charged. Because like they're like enemies to lovers, but like you just don't talk about someone's genitals or someone's sexuality when you hate their guts. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, like, I know books aren't to be realistic, like, it's to escape reality, but, like, we don't do that. Like,
well, because they secretly love them, or like them, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, they're, like, attracted to each other, but it's tense.
Sometimes it's, like, they take it too far. Like, yeah. Yeah, like, reading, the Plated Prisoner series, like, I mean, I skip the, like, sex scenes. But, like, when I'm skimming to make sure, like, it's still going on, I will, like, read. I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, like, why do we have to write that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but if you're going to put it in your book, like, at least keep it classy. Like, I just read a Megan Quinn book, and it lacked class. I was like, no woman talks like that. No self-respecting woman talks like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't we just keep that in our books?
I don't think I've ever read a Megan Quinn book.
And I started listening to, like, snippets of her other books because, you know, they're, like, recommended audiobook. And I left it playing. And those other two books that played were still, like, they lacked class. So I'm like, okay, I don't think Megan Quinn's for me.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to be talking like that. But Quicksilver, I retract my 2-star rating and I now give it 4 stars.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty good book.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. And I'm loving Brimstone.
Cool. I need to read it, probably.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's, like, I think we used to say how it's for people who haven't read a lot of fantasy. I think it's fine for people who've read a lot of fantasy.
Okay. I really haven't even read that much fantasy.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
compared to some people.
I definitely haven't, but yeah, I think you've read a bit more than me.
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you think of If It Makes You Happy?
Okay, so I listened to it on Spotify because I found out that I have Spotify Premium. I like just found that out and I can listen to audiobooks. So I listened to it on Spotify and I loved it. I gave it 4 stars. 4.5, I can't remember. Wait, let me pull it up. If It Makes You Happy. Yeah, I gave it 4 stars because I listened to it. I bet if I read it physically, I probably would have rated it higher. But 4 stars is really good. And yeah, it was a solid book.
Yeah.
What about you?
I also rated it, well, I rated it 4.5 stars. I loved like the imagery. She talked like one line was like one single loose leaf floating in the wind across the street or something, and I was like, oh my gosh, that was so good. I
Yeah.
was like, that is what I live for.
Now let's get into what we liked, loved about the book.
Okay.
You go.
Okay. So I love the father-daughter relationship. It's the single dad trope, and I don't think that's like my cup of tea, but like if it's written well, then I like it. Like I liked First Time Caller, that was single mom. I didn't like Strawberry Patch, which was single dad, and then this one is the single dad, like divorced dad. And yeah, I just loved his interaction with them. And like you could tell it was like 1990s, like soft teddy bear dad, but he's also like protective and maybe a little strict, but like in a safe way, like keeping them safe. So I just loved how the teenager was so sassy with him, but you know, she's because she loves him, you know. And then the little daughter, I don't know, it's just so cute. I love a man who's good with kids, you
Yeah,
know.
true.
And his sense of humor was really good.
Yeah, I agree. I laughed out loud a few
Yeah,
times.
me
Yeah.
too. So good.
I love their like relationship, like friendship
Yeah.
to like what they became. I felt like it wasn't like insta love.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because they had feelings, they thought each other were attractive. They started getting feelings, but they didn't have any like sort of like intimacy until like the very
I
end.
know, I really appreciate
And
that.
it was like the yearning, and I liked that it was kind of a slower paced romance, because I kind of hate the insta love stuff that we
Yeah.
read sometimes. But yeah, that was one thing I loved.
Yeah. I hate when it goes like, okay, they see they're attractive and it gets like hot and heavy.
Yeah.
And but I like that this one was like sweet and controlled and
And they
they're
were also like in their 30s, so I think
yeah.
that has something to do with it. Both divorced.
Yeah.
That was another thing. Like, I've never read a divorcee book,
True. Me
but
neither.
both divorced. They didn't want their next relationship or marriage to be like the one they were in, so they were like really cautious, and I really liked it.
And I think it's crazy that they met at her mom's funeral.
Oh, I know. And she saw him, and
He saw her,
yeah.
and she thought his sister was his wife. I was like,
Yes.
that's so
Yes.
funny. Oh, what else? I liked the small town kind of thing.
It gave like Gilmore Girls vibes.
Yeah, and like everyone's willing to dive in and help
Yeah.
however they need to,
Yeah.
and how they all knew her mom, they all loved her mom. And then like she kind of had like the mommy issues, but like they were kind of getting healed through helping her mom kind of after death, you know, with the inn and all that, and stepping away from like city life into small town life. And then like even her, she was Michelle was creating relationships with his daughters outside of him, you know, and
Yeah.
they liked her before like she became anything for them. I always liked that. And then, you know, I don't always love when a dog is a side character,
Dude,
but
I was
this
about
was
to say
helpful.
the dog was so good.
Yeah, this one was helpful for the story.
Yeah.
When the dog bit her, or what was it? Oh, he pulled her down, right? He like dragged her.
Yeah.
And
The
she like,
daughter.
yes, the daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, forgive him. He's a
I
dog.
know. And the fact that Cliff had like a bad experience with dogs and then that happened, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was kind of
This is
like,
kind of cheesy,
yeah.
but I liked it still. It
Yeah.
was written really good.
Yeah. I thought, go ahead.
Obviously, I just think this movie would be such a not movie. I think this book would be a really good movie.
Yeah,
Like a
true.
really good rom-com. And I feel like a lot of books could be good movies, but this one, it's like I would watch it like it would probably be like my comfort, like fall movie.
When the leaves start changing, if it
Yes.
makes you happy, it's on the TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it was written so good, and there were so many things about this book that like it was very dynamic, and it wasn't just like about their relationship,
Yeah.
and I think that's what made it so good and would make it such a good movie. So
I think it's kind of funny that he was a baker, 'cause not like I know there's men bakers and but it's
when in
usually
Rome,
really? Oh,
yeah,
good to know.
he owns a pie shop.
Okay. But I feel like men bakers are more like in big cities, like New
Oh, like Carlos
York.
Bakery?
Yes, exactly. Like
Yeah.
that's the kind of thing they do, not like small town stuff. So I thought that was like almost kind of silly, but then she was like, his forearms and this stuff. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then I think he became the baker after his divorce, because it's kind of like him finding himself, right? And like,
I thought he always baked, but I don't
did he?
remember.
Okay. But that's what I thought. And so like that was like kind of like his identity post-divorce. And then he stepped into it and his sister was helping him. I thought that was sweet.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like the sister, kind of like rough around the edges, you
Yeah.
know?
And she was
And
smoking, yeah.
yeah. Oh my goodness. And her sister and setting her and Cliff on a date.
Yes, I was like, okay, I knew this was like not gonna happen. Like it wasn't gonna
Work
continue,
out.
yeah, work
Yeah.
out. But I thought it added a really good like, oh
Yeah.
no,
Oh,
like a
like,
suspense part of the
yeah.
book.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
But
like at the date, all he was thinking about was her sister. And I
yeah.
was
Yeah.
like, oh my gosh. Oh, I loved it. And she's like, you're in love with her. And so
Yes.
she's the one that like got them going.
But I'm glad the sister wasn't like she knew, and so she didn't push.
Yeah.
She was very respectful.
Yeah, and she didn't hold a grudge or like to her sister or
Yeah.
anything for setting it up.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. What else?
I don't know if there's anything else like I don't know. I love the whole book. I really don't have a lot of things I didn't like about it.
Yeah.
I just think like listening it to on audio just makes a different reading experience than like
Yeah.
reading it.
Yeah.
So I like going into things like we didn't love, I don't know if I have anything
Yeah.
like truthfully.
Yeah. Nothing that like really stands out that I can even remember.
Yeah.
I do know that when I did pick up the book to read, I like sped read it. Like it was like that good of a book that like I picked it up for like 10 minutes. I'm like reading 40 pages. Like I just loved it. I just ate it up
Yeah.
anytime I picked it up.
Yeah.
I had to put it down a lot,
Yeah.
but when I did pick it up, it's just so many pages.
Well, and like it is a longer romance book. Like not a lot of
Yeah.
romance books are 500 plus
Yeah.
pages.
Yeah.
But this one, it didn't feel like it dragged. Like sometimes like you would think a 500 page romance book it would be dragging, but it didn't. There weren't a lot of like slow parts of this book where it was like, ugh. Maybe it was a slower paced like part in the book, but you needed that and it didn't feel slow,
Yeah.
if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think some parts were kind of cliche, like the timeline, or because like she had to be back in the city in 3 months for her other job. She like her sister was gonna come take over the inn, so it was like, okay, like there's gonna be a testing of the relationship and if it's gonna last, you
Yeah.
know, like that's kind of cliche for like a romance book. And then
But when you think about it, I feel like a lot of books have that timeline.
yeah.
Like, I can look at my shelf right now and pick out like at least four.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like romance books, you know? You have like a template. And I think like maybe that timeline thing, that short timeline, is just like something in the template, like you can pick from to
Yeah.
make it, you know?
Yeah. Like you can make your own potion. You're
Yeah.
like,
But they have everything out laid out for you already,
yeah.
and you just pick.
Yeah. And you know what's gonna happen by the end of the book. Like,
Yeah.
there's no surprise. It's just
Oh,
like, how did they get there?
yeah. I mean, at least a lot of romance books are like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've read one. Well, I think I've read like two romance books where like I wasn't sure how it was going to end. But other than that, they all kind of end happy.
Yeah, of course.
And you know they're going to. So.
Did you like understand or like recognize the 90s references and stuff?
A few of them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was born in 99, so
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know anything, but my sister was born in 94. And so I feel like some of her stuff was like carried over like to me. So I recognized a few. I can't remember off the top of my head. Did you write them down?
No, I think it was just like the walker, what was it? I don't know.
But like when they did her hair, like with the little girl's hair, like with the like clips or something, you
Yeah.
know, I was like, yeah, that's very 90s. I know what 90s looked like.
Yeah.
And so,
I can't remember like specific references.
but there wasn't really a lot, I felt like, a lot of 90s references.
I would say like maybe like 6, 7, 8,
Yeah, like it
like that
wasn't
many.
like consuming the book.
No. But it was kind of fun when it did pop up. I was like,
Yeah.
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, we're in 2025 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I know.
It's so good.
It was a really good book.
I want to live there in that world. Oh, the Halloween scene.
Oh yeah.
I think like she wasn't gonna dress up, but it was like the city's custom to like dress up and go all out, and she didn't have anything on. And there was one moment where I was like, I thought that she might dress like in a flannel, like Cliff, or like dress like a baker or something, like kind of like mock him or something, make fun of him and like make the girls laugh or whatever. And I thought that would have been such a good moment for her, the writer, to say like, oh, Cliff looks good on you, kind of be like a flirtatious
Oh yeah.
like I don't know, to kind of progress the relationship where he's just kind of like,
But
that
it, I
looks good
mean,
on
it
you.
did progress on Halloween.
It did. Yeah, because they went off by themselves and like they
Yeah.
were holding
And
hands.
then
The bush.
he like had her up against like the wall or the bush or
I think it was
whatever.
Cliff, or not Cliff's house, that guy's house, the old guy.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
then
his
the whole thing with
bushes.
the dog happened.
Yeah,
And then
that's
that's
what
what
happened.
ruined
Yeah, and they're like,
it.
oh, we can't be together because your dog just hurt my kid.
No, they did not say that, but
Basically, they paused for a while because of the injury.
I thought they paused because they got that far, like they almost kissed, and they were
Yeah.
like, oh,
Well, I think they did kiss,
wait.
right?
They either kissed or were about to. I don't remember. I read this like beginning of November.
Yeah, like November 1st, that I read it from October 24th to November 1st.
Okay, maybe I read it in October. I don't remember. I read it, I think, before you, though.
Yeah.
So I guess I read it in
It
October.
was our November book, but we read it in October.
Okay.
That's hilarious. But yeah, super good book. Okay, so that was If It Makes You Happy and our take on it. This is just a bit of a shorter episode, probably because we didn't have anything we didn't like.
I know. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, next week we will be discussing our fall TBR update. So yeah, keep an eye out for that, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.